Jeremiah 38:6. Then took they Jeremiah and cast him into the dungeon of Malachiah, the son of Hamelech, that was in the court of the prison, and they let down Jeremiah with cords. And in the dungeon there was no water, but mire. So Jeremiah sunk in the mire. From the mire, God takes us higher. Mire is to sink in mud, or to sink so deep as to be unable to move forward. Jeremiah was cast in the mire. He was stuck in the mud. There are times when God's preachers and his people are stuck in the mud. They have been cast into a dungeon of mire, sunk so deep they are unable to move forward without his divine assistance. They do seem to get there by the hands of men. Men laid down Jeremiah with cords. Prophets of the Lord can be bruised very easily. They can at times be champions mighty and brave to stand before the Lord and before men. At other times, the slightest attack on them and Ahithophel's betrayal can send them to the dungeon of mire. Who has not felt the intense sinking feeling when depression takes over and we are sunk in the mud, way down in the dungeon of mud? It is not a new feeling by any means, but sadly an old familiar enemy. But when we are cast down so low in the mud, where we cannot arise, we know that we must go nowhere but up. Notice that God used old rotten rags and tied them together and let them down like cords. God's means of deliverance are many, but the most frail way of deliverance brings God the most glory. To save a man with rotten rags brings glory to the King of Kings and shows his mighty hand of power to save men. But you will notice that God asked him to tie the rotten rags that he provided him for him around his body. God will make a man who is in deep depression or deep discouragement or stuck in the muck in the mire to reach out and grab his deliverance that is provided. He must put on the Lord's strength. He must tie the provided ropes around his arm so he can be lifted out. Dear friends, take what God has provided and tie thy deliverance around thy body, and God will pull thee up out of the mire. He will not suffer thee to stay in the mud. But look to Jesus for thy deliverance. When you are in the dungeon of doubt and depression and fear, look up, for the old rotten rags of deliverance are ready. This speaks of another lesson. Do not despise the day of small things, when God chooses to use the simplest things for deliverance. Despise not, think not little of God's tiniest measures of deliverance. It may be a song or a verse or the words of a friend that God may use to cheer you up. The old rotten rag may come from anywhere, but rest assured, it comes from above. Verse number 13 says that Jeremiah went from the muck and mire to the court of the prison. So they drew up Jeremiah with cords and took him out of the dungeon, and Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. He went from the mire, the dungeon of mire, to the court of the prison. This is a big lesson for us. Never forget to thank God for deliverance from the dungeon, even if it is to be in the court of the prison. The court of the prison, to be the Lord's prisoner, is better than being stuck in the mud.